Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
Hi, my name's Wayne Johnston. I want to talk about the passage in the fullness of time. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to spend Christmas with my family. We should have stayed home. We lived in the middle of the Canadian prairies. My family lived in Northern Ontario. And that Christmas was a bone-chilling minus 35, pretty much for weeks on end. Our car was old, and of course, the night before we left, our dog got out and didn't come home. I spent a number of hours late at night in minus 35 looking for our dog, which I never found. The pound and other people had to look for him while we left. The morning we got up, I went to fill the vehicle with gas, and the gas cap was frozen solid. Couldn't put gas in the car. I decided not to use a lighter. I was smart enough not to do that. But it was just one thing after another after another. And as we traveled, we got to Brandon, Manitoba, spent the night in an inexpensive hotel because I had gotten sick from food poisoning or something, and spent the one day in bed. And finally, we got to our destination. And we laugh about it now, but if you've ever had one of those holidays from Hades, where it just seems like everything that can go wrong and line up against you and be put in that box, your holiday was there. And that's sort of what I want to talk about. Galatians 4:4, interesting verse about the coming of Christ. It says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." The phrase "fullness of time" is the one I want to focus on. Wayne, you mean the fullness of time is in the perfect, most wonderful time to send Christ to redeem us? No, it's more like my holiday. The Greek word fullness, pyroma, means what is filled, or as in a container. It's almost like if I took this coffee cup in my hand and filled it actually right to the brim where it was about to start spilling over. That's what the Greek word pyroma means. It means literally to fill to the brim. And God sent Christ at God's most perfect time. But in reality, it was a little bit like my holiday. It was like everything was lined up against him. Now, if it was up to me when Jesus had come, I'd often said, you know, maybe I would have picked Moses to pass the baton to the Messiah, or, gee, I would have sent Christ to be born during the time of David, or maybe Isaiah, or, you know, somebody special. They would have just handed the reins over to the Messiah, and everything would have been great. But that wasn't God's perfect time. So what time did God pick for his only son to come to earth and be born? Think again, not of a nice summer day, but minus 35 and you're on holidays and the gas cap is frozen and your dog's escaped and everything's gone wrong. I believe our Heavenly Father sent his son in the fullness of time, the worst time, to prove he was all in to redeem us. First, there was about 450 years of silence. The Old Testament had ended, and there was about 450 years of basically silence. No more major prophets had risen up. No more books of the Bible were written. It was a time of silence. That was the cup starting to be filled. The next thing that filled the cup was they had gone through Babylon, the Persians, the Greeks two times, and then finally the Romans ruling over them. And Jesus was born during the middle of the Pax Romana, the time of the Roman Empire, and Rome ruled over Judea with an iron fist. So the cup is starting to get a little fuller now. While Mary was pregnant, she and Joe, or Joseph, her husband, had to move halfway across the country to be registered for the Roman carbon tax, I mean the Roman tax purposes. Having a baby in a barn in a strange town, that was making the cup a little fuller. Another thing that made that holiday, that trip, difficult was King Herod. King Herod was half Jew. He ruled for Rome over part of Judea. And secular historians have tried to discount the story of Herod having the babies, the innocent, slaughtered. And yet, secular accounts make it pretty clear that Herod was a monster. He was a paranoid, sadistic monster. He had members of his own family butchered and drowned because they disagreed with him, and he was paranoid that they might usurp his authority. Caesar Augustus, who was the emperor of Rome at the time, said of Herod that he would rather be Herod's hog than one of his sons, because he would probably live longer. And it's interesting because there's a secular account by a Caesar, nonetheless, that support what the Bible says. And as far as the Jewish nation, in some way they were a broken, divided people. There was religious and secular rulers in Israel who were pro-Roman to the point of, let's do what we have to do to get along with them. And then there was religious leaders that just wanted to fight Rome and go against everything Rome was trying to do. In some ways, they were a very divided people. Jesus had the stigma of people not really sure who his actual father was. Jesus also was born into a lower working class situation where there was little chance of getting ahead normally. And to top it all, he grew up in Nazareth, which had a really bad reputation of nobody good comes out of Nazareth. And the last thing of filling this cup to the point of it starting to dribble over was, think in context of today's news the last several weeks, that when Jesus was young, they were warned by the angels that he and his family had to flee to Egypt as refugees in order to survive. So you have the Jewish Messiah having to flee because it was too sketchy and too dangerous to be in Judea. And you think of that in modern times and modern situations, that's quite a thing for the Jewish Messiah to have to escape and take refuge in Egypt. But that was the cup that God sent the Messiah in. That cup was filled with everything that I look at and go, no, don't send the Messiah now. It's too sketchy. It's too dark. It's too dangerous. It's too scary. But that's exactly when our Heavenly Father decided to send the Messiah. And I thought my winter holiday was bad. But I look at that situation, and it starts to come clear to me. I believe God the Father let Jesus, his Son Redeemer, be born at the worst possible time, when that cup was full of the dregs of everything wrong and dark, so that Christ could be the light in the darkness. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at opentheword.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications of future broadcasts. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating and even a review. Thanks again for listening.